Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here right now, and he helps to make it so that the ETF world doesn't feel like the Wild, Wild West to you. It feels like a place where you can get in, do what you like, find things that are going to help you, and go from there. And that's what he's trying to do, not only with this segment of the show, but at ETFtrends.com, because you can get everything you need on ETFs from soup to nuts. Plus, you get what Tom and his colleagues do, which is taking a look at how you want to build portfolios, what you want to structure, what trends you might want to identify and follow, and more. They're online at ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's back on the show. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Emerging Markets Internet and E-commerce ETF, ticker symbol EMQQ.
The EMQQ, the Emerging Markets and Commerce ETF, or the Emerging Market E-commerce ETF. So this is emerging markets. This is also new-ish companies, etc. Why this ETF right now?
Well, you're going to give me a minute here, Chuck, because first of all, emerging markets, and we talked a little bit about emerging markets on the show, it's not as risky as it was 10 years ago. There's been a lot of growth. Emerging market countries have done a lot to deserve investment. They've updated their exchanges. They've practiced better accounting standards. They've had so many more companies go public. So it's not what we were used to back 10 years ago when a lot of people felt emerging markets were very risky. Now, they're different, and every emerging market is different for sure. Every emerging country is different. But collectively, with buying an index, you got a little bit of, you know, major countries like China, like India, Russia, Brazil. Brazil's had a lot of things going on lately. However, while that's been happening, we've seen great things going on in India and China. And so far this year, we've seen emerging market-related indices like the MSCI Emerging Market Index, which is the major index, up over 15%. So there's a lot of growth right now, but specific to this ETF, it really focuses on internet and e-commerce. Now, there's something about this. Where we have a lot of growth in e-commerce and internet here in the U.S., it's been amazing to see the growth in emerging market countries. Remember, there are a lot of areas of the world that never had phones. But rather than putting in landlines, they went right to cell phones. And rather than putting in brick-and-mortar stores, rather than ordering toilet paper or ordering toothpaste in your local store, you now can order it via your phone and have it delivered to you, and it shows up on the back of somebody's bike. That's where these emerging market countries are going, and there are a bunch of companies that have really embraced this. Companies like Alibaba that we've heard a lot about, Baidu that we've heard a lot about, and even companies that are offering Uber in areas like India and that type of thing. So the folks behind this have put a lot of thought into the index, and with that, you're not only getting the growth of emerging markets that are naturally happening greater than what we're seeing in developed countries, but we're seeing that added kicker in e-commerce. So, for example, this ETF, EMQQ, is up twice as much as the emerging market MSCI index just because it's got a lot of those internet-related stocks. So I know that was a little bit long-winded,
okay,
but I wanted to put it in a context.
But that also means that where you take the money to put this from is really important. I would assume, but I hate assuming, that this is a small piece, 10%, 20% of your emerging markets piece of your portfolio, that that's where this carves out its niche, right?
Well, it could be, but you could also say, gee, you know, it sounds to be tech-related. Or if you're looking for a buy-and-hold position, you might want to say, look, how much do I have allocated overseas? And if 55% of global market capitalization is outside the U.S. and you are 85% invested in U.S. stocks, well, there's more work that needs to be done there, not just emerging market countries, but also developed countries. So it all depends on your current allocation and your current strategy, as we always talk about, if it's buy and hold. But if you tend to be a tactical trader and looking for opportunities, this ETF is surely above its 200-day average. It may be a little bit more volatile than your average S&P 500 index. However, long-term, we're going to probably see a heck of a lot more growth in global areas like emerging markets, and most importantly, those that are tied to the internet and e-commerce.
It's the EMQQ, the Emerging Markets Internet and E-commerce ETF. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Really interesting pick, Tom. Thanks as always for chatting with us.
Thanks, Chuck. See you next week.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And, you know, he was talking about how you build a portfolio and trying to figure out that you've got that right balance and trying to make sure that your portfolio might be in line with the way things are in the world. Well, you can do all of that and much more at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. And while you're at it, check out Tom on Twitter, too. He's at Tom Lydon.